Log Talk Radio.
Thinking about magic, happen, action, baby, we never lasted. Magic, madness, maybe you was just guessing. But it was better than I imagined. Drastic, acting, baby, we was just practice. Sadness, masking, hated you with a passion. Teddy, granted, baby, I didn't capture it. But it was better than I imagined. On it, it worked,
nothing
did hurt. But still I can't see myself with no one else. Girl, it was better than I imagined. Better than I imagined. Trust me, love me, know I could never make you. Stay true, hate to say it, but it's too late. My you
can't
make it.
Baby,
but I don't blame you, baby. You the one I always
hurry up, yeah.
Love.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me? What's the deal? Oh, no, no. This the one you talking about that's supposed to take my place. Damn, is this for real? It's almost disrespectful. That's a downgrade and you know it. Still your best, me. Still your best, me. When you wanna come back, yeah. I lay you back on your back and do you just like that. Miss the way that I grab, yeah. Your body knows me, yeah. Still your best, best, best. I don't want your heart, baby, what's before? I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. I don't want your heart, baby, once before. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. Do your best, I know. Love it or hate it, it's unfair, I know. That I got away, just confess right now. Go ahead and say it, go ahead and say it. Baby, it's okay. That's a downgrade and you know it. Still your best, oh. Still your best, oh. When you wanna come back, yeah. I lay you back on your back and do you just like that. Miss the way that I grab, yeah. Your body knows me, yeah. Still your best, best. I don't want your heart, baby, once before. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. I don't want your heart, baby, once before. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know.
I really crave to get away. If I'm being blunt, I need a blunt. If I light it up, will the pressure lighten up? Just wanna get away. Pardon my mistakes, yeah. If I'm being blunt, I need a blunt. If I light it up, will the pressure lighten up? Just wanna get away. Pardon my mistakes, yeah.
You just entered the Soul Cafe. Let's chill at Epiphany Radio.
Forgot somebody.
Mr. Metaphoria, we didn't forget.
Damn. You ain't say that. You went past my own metaphoria.
Sometimes you have to separate the creative writer from the poets, because you know how
you know how he speaks. You know, he likes being separated anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So, you know, you got to be careful, you know.
Yeah. Hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, I forgot to mention that this brother right here is also on the keys at the Soul Cafe Band. Band, what you doing?
Yeah.
Okay. It's starting to sound more. I don't even know what to say. I was going to say, it's starting to sound more and more like the key, like a piano. That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soul Cafe, our sister, Miss Pearly. What it do, Miss Pearly?
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Always beautiful as always. And ladies and gentlemen, on the lead guitar over here at the Soul Cafe Band is Miss Pearly Negra. Miss Pearly, what you do?
Oh, Lord, I'm going to try.
Okay, damn.
Still got it, baby.
Yes, Miss Pearly is a little under the weather, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll be For Real the Poet on the vocals. Na-na-na-na-na. In peace. All right. That was a new twist, y'all. That was a new twist. Yeah. Okay, write it down. I want to do it again next week. All right, so hey, Miss Pearly, how you feeling, baby love?
I'm actually feeling a lot better. I'm just a little stuffy, congested.
Yeah.
I'm no fever, no body, no more. So
that's right,
good.
Girl. I'm glad. God is good, girl. Prayer works when you're working.
All the time, honey.
Yes. Thank
you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, yeah, you know what I mean? Hey, I'm glad you're feeling better. You know, you're going to have a good time tonight. You know, every time we're here, you know, laughter does something.
Yeah.
I had a quote, but I can't remember it, but laughter something. I was going to say soothes the heart of the wild beast, but that's too many different ones mixed up all together. But tonight, Miss Pearly, guess what tonight is?
Oh, I know what tonight is, but you do.
No,
Diana.
But I told you to guess.
You want me to guess?
Yeah.
I think it has something to do with poetic. I'm going to give you that much.
Yes, good guess. Yes, we will be saluting this brethren, this light-skinned brother, this dynamic poet, this, you know, light-skinned brother. Did I say light-skinned brother already?
Yeah,
you did.
Well, light-skinned poet. He's also a light-skinned poet, y'all. Father and son to some people. You know, we're going to be lifting him up in honor of his majestic work on tonight. I cannot wait. You know what I'm saying? I got a piece of his. It doesn't have any curse words in it, so I might mess up a lot. You know, curse words keep me on track. They keep me right on track. You know what I mean? Shout out to Essentially Janice, Ali's Zen Page hostess, who does a great and phenomenal job over there, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all reach out to the Facebook event page, the Soul Cafe. Let's chill at Epiphany Radio and show us some love. Show us some love, y'all. You know, keep it busy over there. And for those that are online, you can join us in the Epiphany Radio chat room online, shababy babies. You know what I mean? We can take our socks off all together. One alone. Hey, Miss Pearly, I wanted to ask you something. I forgot what it was. But I'm gonna ask you later on in the program. I'm just glad that you're feeling much better.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I hope you guys are ready. There's a lot of people here in honor of this brother. Van, you're not saying too much. What is your problem? What's going on with you?
You're doing all the talking, bro. I mean, it's kind of like
because
trying to get
nobody else is saying it. Yeah, because somebody else is saying it. Okay, because if this was to get down, we'd be interrupting each other back and forth all day long. You know what I mean, baby?
I can't even get a word. I can't even get a word. I'm just waiting.
I was going to let you get a word in edgewise.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. No, man, I'm just excited. just honored to be in this seat, man, to hear whatever. To do, man, and make these pieces their own. I'm nervous, bro. I got butterflies,
hey,
man.
Ben, don't tell nobody. This me and you talking. This me and you talking.
Okay.
Who do you think? I want you to name names. Who do you think will mess up one of your pieces? Give me a name. Just one name.
Oh, really, dude?
I don't think anyone will mess up a piece, bro. I just don't think that'll happen.
Somebody's going to go in backwards
dude,
on one of your pieces,
so
bro. Who do you think that? You know it's somebody, Van. Come on, tell me somebody.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
Let's see.
No.
I know everybody that's here.
Well,
I don't
Jody's raised her hand. Jody's raised her hand.
Ooh, Rain. Okay.
Yeah,
she's going to Rain
I think
on the mic.
She said that she will be the lucky one.
You think she is?
Oh, someone's going to torture your pieces. I made somebody call in just for the sake of doing that. You want me to give them a name? No, but I'm sure everyone will do a great job, man. I'm just, you know what I mean? Got to keep it. I told you it was going to be some shenanigans going
on. Shenanigans tonight. He's keeping it true to form. He's keeping it true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
Oh, God. Y'all sound too much alike. Please stop it.
Right.
Y'all fun, man.
So listen.
See, I wonder if Earl's going to add to the piece, and he's going to say, and then we kiss together.
Stop playing. Oh, you know, I started to do some weird and wicked stuff like that. I meant to sing a song in the middle of it and break it all down a little bit, but I forgot. Man. I was getting lit earlier today, you know, so I'm saying it's still lingering.
I know, man. I saw your post.
Man,
brother posted early this morning. Woo! Just got off work. Woo! Yeah. Thank you, God.
Yes. No, it was very strenuous. Ooh. Yes, it was strenuous. I sat for like 6 hours not doing nothing, watching a body. I'll tell you the rest later on, man. It was very strenuous and depressing. Anyway. I was so glad to be off from work, man. So I got it, you know, it was Miller's time for me. And that's that piece. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are ready
Miller?
To take your socks off.
You drink Miller?
No, that's a saying. It's Miller's time.
I know that's a saying, but I just want to know when you're actually drinking Miller. It's an actual drink.
I'll just say no because if I say anything further, the conversation will stretch. Stop this answer and say no. Fucking no. It was Miller's time.
Whatever.
Are you wearing a blonde wig tonight?
You know what?
I'd be glad when you feel that, by the way.
Did you insinuate?
It was like I love you.
Okay, all right. Okay. Keep it up.
Damn, it's your birthday, bro. It's your birthday, bro. Happy birthday, man.
Wow.
Thank you. Once again, hey. In my poetic voice says, essentially, Johnny's while up in the chat room, online chat room. What's up, baby loves? So,
all right now.
We're about to go into some poetry, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I say press 1 to raise your hand to notify us that you want to be in. All right, and we will bring you in right after this.
Damn. Cold world. I never thought I'd see the day that you my own girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in the drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
I wonder sometimes, I wonder if I was wrong. Trying to do right by you got me here. Now all I am is alone. Cause I lost you and I don't compare. Oh, no.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Hey, welcome back to the Soul Cafe. Let's chill at Epiphany Radio. We're about to go down. We're about to open up the floodgates to honoring our brother in arms, the light-skinned one. Hey, y'all, Mr. Pineapple himself, Umbrella, the one and only Poetics. Hey, Miss V, I see you out there, Miss VIP. I see you, baby love. Miss Pearly.
Yeah.
You know what, Miss Pearly? I heard on the grapevine that you had a poetic piece.
Yeah, I did.
We're gonna allow you to be the first one to honor our brother. Okay, are you ready to do so?
Oh, yeah, I guess I ain't got no choice. I'm trying.
You better lift your spirits, baby love.
I'm trying.
You know that? Right? The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Try Me. The ink in my pen may be empty, but my mind has a full clip. Try me. Beg me to body you with my mental bars that will cut you deep and leave you with scars. My verbs should be labeled as controlled substances because you will need a prescription to be considered a noun with side effect chances. I never use my ink to commit a crime. My mental, however, has already buried you in my rhyme. When the pen runs dry, I have to grab another just to help manifest yet some other significant way to describe about your limited ability to stay reloaded. Not my mind. I never need to reload it. Just keep filling it with carnivorous thoughts about erasing you from the universe. However, I need you to keep hating because you're really skating on ice so thin frostbite is afraid to set in. So be careful where you tread. Don't be misled by your own arrogant line of thinking that reeks and smells of doo-doo that stinks, that's stinking. When I spit venom, it's like hot lava burning your cerebellum so you can become stagnant. And I climb the ladder of verbal onslaughts. But you, stagnant, remembering that you came for a poetic beat. Now I'm ready to feast. With verbal metaphors leaving you bleeding out on the floor because I done took a bite out of crime. My clip's not empty, but this time I'm going to give it to you. While you still trying to figure who shot you and the poet screaming, eat 'em up versus chill. Eat 'em up versus chill. I've been ready to separate the week. Every day of the week. My mic stay smoking, my pen stay leaking, because this drip just might leave you soaked and wet, covered in your own blood. So don't forget, the ink in my pen might be empty, but my mind has a full clip. Try me. And the mind is poetic.
Yo.
Hey. Those dookie right there. Those dookie up in there right there. Oh, you want to go first, Poetic? You want to go in on that?
Oh,
how'd you feel?
Yeah.
Well, let me bring you in. How did you feel, Poetic, hearing one of your babies being not only read like that, but performed like that by Miss Pearly?
Man, she went in deep on it. She fought back her sickness, And then once it started getting good to her, she just started going.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that felt good. Oh man, that was thank you, girl, nigga. I knew you was gonna be able to do this piece. This was
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'm gonna say this. I was like, wow, you know, I don't think I've ever heard Miss Pearly go in like that, with that cadence and with that the speed in which she delivered that piece. You know, the flavor that she added to that, and I can feel her filling your piece. You
right.
Know, when she just let go of all the inhibitions, the sickness, and all those things, and just let go and went in, and I felt her say that with her chest. You
Indeed.
Know what I'm saying? That was decent. The performance was lovely, and the piece itself
Thank
was
you.
Great, man. Greatly, it's a greatly written piece. I don't know, Netflix jumping off. But yes. And you performed that well, Miss Pearly. I really enjoyed
it. Thank you.
You raised the bar, Miss Pearly. Go ahead with your sick ass.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You did that.
Yeah.
We'll just keep this thing going. I'm going to get my piece out the way so that we can get that first caller in. And it goes like this. She is a tattoo of my mirror's reflection, trying to find her direction, not knowing that her roadmap begins and ends with me, and we overlap at love's intersection, giving a permanent connection to why we are drawn together, and our permanent ink will never fade or blemish with time because it's forged with an unbreakable bind outside of time. And that love is that flows as effortlessly as water, while our thirst is quenched while I'm kissing his daughter, holding in my excitement, wiping away my resentment, cherishing the soliloquy of her unspoken word internally. We are so connected that all I heard was her inability to let go of our bind, that even a broken, shattered glass that was gone and our tattoos branded across our souls with ink makes me close my eyes and not blink, because that natural muscle reaction could come with tears of more broken metaphors of how she or I could hurt each other more, while glowing in the moonlight of heartache, trying to demonstrate a demonic kind of love exorcism that will remove all pain and all hurt and change my cynicism to realism. My tattoo imprinted on her can never be removed because I simply want her to be permanent, and I approve. The message of unity and true love mixed with fury, emotions, and passions that's love. It's never for the streets, made between the sheets, yet we are greedy for more and never understand love forevermore. Cherish the love in your ink. Hold on to that which you seek. Will, she is a tattoo of my mirror's reflection, trying to find her direction. Abstract love from the mind of poetic.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo. Woo, my gracious, my brother. Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Your cadence and your tone in this piece made it really sappy. I mean, so sappy. I thought it was from Poet Douglas piece, man, the way that you did that. I said, man, I said, you sure that's my piece? You sure that's my piece? But I love the way you did that, man. I really love the way you did that, man. You did it justice, man, and I appreciate you for doing it, man. Because I know I know you love that piece.
Yeah, that's right, man. I love that piece, man. I love the flow in it. I love the visuals, the images that it paints, you know, and it's just that thing, man. It's that poetic piece, man. I know the flow, and I just happened to see the video of it, and happened to work with you on that track. So, yeah, that's one that's really nice for me, man. We'll hear that track later on to end the program, ladies and gentlemen, share that with you. But thanks for allowing me and trusting me with your work, man. I loved it myself, and thank you.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Miss Pearl, where you at?
Yeah, I'm here. You definitely made that piece your own. That is that's one of my favorite pieces. I love to hear you when that's recited. And you did that. I loved everything you did with it, the cadence and everything. Yes. Thank you.
I was not going to try to attempt to be as smooth as poetic, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to take no panties off or nothing like that, you know? My ding-a-ling's in a safe place tonight, baby. That's right. So let's begin the program with the caller, area code 240. Let's have it. Hello, welcome to the Soul Cafe. Who do we have here?
We have Joe the Purple Mind Master. Good evening, Pearl and
Major. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up with you, Joe? How you feeling, bro?
I'm good, man. How you feeling, man? It's your night.
Man. Right now, L 9, man, trying to just soak all of this energy in, you know? It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing, isn't it, man?
Absolutely.
So, Joe, this is what we're talking about, man. You feeling good tonight, brother? You feeling good?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Hey, man, you remember the feeling you had and were feeling when it was you under the spotlight that night?
Yeah, man, it's a surreal feeling. You know, you never realize the impact you have on your fellow poet out there. And then when you hear something like that, it's surreal, man, for real, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the piece that I did for you, man. I forgot what it was.
Oh, my
I gotta look back and see what that was, man. But it was a great night, man. And so once again, we're here to celebrate this brother and his works, man. Anything you want to say? You're light-skinned, brother. You happen to be lighter than him in skin. You're almost like a white man. You're almost a white man. I remember when I first met Joe, my son was like, Dad, is he a white man for real? Because I was like, you know what I'm saying? So,
Oh, my God.
You know, if you want to say anything to this brother before, you know, on a light-skinned basis, before you go on to your peak, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, only thing I'd like to say to my my light-skinned brother over there, Mr. Poetic, it's the color of your ink that I dig, man, so keep on doing your thing, man. Much respect to you.
Much respect to you, too, my brother. I appreciate you.
That's what's up. Light-skinned people unite. I caught you off guard, my brother. It's good to hear light-skinned people together. So my brother, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, I'm going to pass you the mic and simply say to you that the mic is yours.
All right. Well, this piece is titled My Love Affair with Poetry. The Great Wall of China, built brick by brick, stone by stone, and I can't find her. All the world's landmarks cried out for me, but she is my destiny. I carry the weight of no love long enough. My adventure begins, but it will be rough. Motivated by life's failures, giving into more spinal lashes, trying to prevent seizures, homing in on the Statue of Liberty, justice for all mankind in this country. Stonehenge looks upon with troubled disgust. The Egyptian pyramids concealed hundreds of years of dried up tears. Who can I trust? My journey through life's artifacts leads me to a place where I can no longer turn back. The Eiffel Tower stands tall. The Roman Empire took a fall. Life is full of mysteries and fables, like we sit around and tell at the dinner tables. The Mexican border patrolled by cops, illegal immigrants seeking freedom, but get stopped. Hold on to your dreams of Jamaican islands and palm trees, carefully seeking more Bahama breezes, pineapple and coconut pleasant luxuries, African heritage mixed with extremities, kings and queens in every continent, buried in the seas are our ancient ancestors who never saw their true birthright. So not even journeying through the Asian and African seas, I still can't find her, the one who encourages me to keep it together. One day I will wake up in the peaceful Hawaiian Islands, thinking and sipping on pina coladas, how blessed I am to finally have her near me. And this magnificent thing called chemistry, she allows me to speak openly and freely. No form of shackles can keep me from her intricately. She is poetry from the mind of poetic. In peace.
Damn.
Oh,
okay.
Yo.
Okay.
Yo.
All right. Yeah. Damn, Joey. You know what? I'm going to tell you like this, man. I had to really go into myself because I was like, I thought you just didn't bring a piece, you know, from Poetic. I thought you was doing one of your pieces, man. That, yo, man, you painted a goddamn picture with that, man. I ain't going to say too much. They get mad when I say too much. But I'm just saying that was very dramatically done, you know, epic in that way, man, where you brought so much life to that. And that was a dope-ass piece. I can't believe that Van wrote that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Van is, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just pass the mic to Miss Pearlie. Miss Pearlie, what do you think of that?
Hey, Joe, let me tell you something. You put different colors on this piece. You definitely made it your own. Your special way of delivering it, your cadence, everything. I almost forgot that you was reading a poetic piece, for real, though. Yeah, that was pretty dope. you gave us a visual where I felt like I was over in Egypt somewhere, you know, going through the sands and looking at the pyramids. That was awesome. That was really, really awesome. Oh, man. Wow. That was all right. Poetic.
Yeah. Well, let me go on record right now and say I'm never reciting this piece ever again.
Oh,
and
wow.
if I'm ever out somewhere on stage, if I got to do this piece, I'm gonna have to pull Joe out there with me. He got to do it. I mean, hands down, because Joe, man, like, you definitely made this piece your own, my brother, and I enjoyed your delivery of this. I mean, you felt where I was when I wrote it. You was right there at the Statue of Liberty, was right there with the Eiffel Tower. And when you started talking about the pyramids and Stonehenge, brother, but when you got to the African and the Jamaican, brother, your color just, language just changed, your delivery, it just changed. I was like, bro, I ain't never reading this piece again.
That's what's up. You guys,
all Christian writer, man. You know, we couldn't have read it if you didn't write. I couldn't read it if you didn't write. So I appreciate you, man. Much respect.
Man, I appreciate you, man. Much respect. Much respect. Yeah. Wow. For real.
Is he muted or did his call drop again? He done talk so much, Matt.
He might be mutated. I'm not sure.
I muted myself. I was muted. I was going in too. The brother said, the Egyptian pyramid, the Eiffel Tower, the Mexican border control, you know, Bahama Breeze, royal kings and queens of every continent. You know, he took us from place to place in his writing, Mr. Poetic did so, and Joe brought that flavor to life, you know. So we rode the waves with him, or at least I know I did. That was perfectly done, man. That was beautiful, and he made that his own. He put something extra on that.
Yes,
you know,
he did.
And I dug it.
Yes, he did.
Wow. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. You know, like I said, salute again, Poetic. You know, keep doing your thing, good brother, man.
Thank you, brother. All right. I appreciate you, man.
Wow. All right, Mr. Verbal Mind Dancer, man. You take a seat back there on the, what's the name of the chair tonight, fan? You're honored tonight.
It's the ink dripping chair.
Huh? The ink dripping.
Oh, that's pretty fly. Okay.
Get it all over yourself, Mr. Mind Dancer. Yeah. So we're going to sit you back on that thing, man. You be blessed, and don't forget to take your socks off. You be baby, baby. One love, Joe.
One love on the mic.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, how you feeling, Poetic? How you feeling?
Oh, man, my face hurting. It's man. My face is hurting bad already. I'm going to try and be like my brother J-Rob and hold back these tears, man. I'm trying to hold back these tears.
That's
you know, J-Rob cries at the drop of a dime. You know,
yeah. I hold them back.
Hold them tears back.
Abstract love. She's a tattoo of my mirror's reflection. Trying to find a direction. Not knowing that her roadmap begins and ends with me and we overlap at love's intersection. Given a permanent...
Yo. Blog Talk is doing its own thing. Anyway, that was Abstract Love by the one and only Poetic. Hey, let's keep things moving, boys and girls. Let's bring in Miss VIP. Hello, darling. What up, love? Miss VIP.
I think she had to take a call or something. No, I think she had to take a call. She said,
Okay, then. All righty, then. Let's bring in area code 410. Hello, welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Rain.
What's going on, family?
What it do, baby love?
What's Rain. Up?
I heard there was some shenanigans over here. I'm here for those. And of course, Poetic.
Who could have possibly told me that?
To Shenanigan Row.
Congratulations on your night tonight, Poetic.
Thank you, Rain. I appreciate it.
I come in peace.
The lies you tell. Oof.
Oh, God.
Hello, Rain.
Hi, Mr. CEO, my precious CEO.
You see me? Can you see me?
I see you, but you were talking about blondes earlier, so.
Yeah, trying to use the dumb blonde theory on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You don't sound like you have on a blonde wig, though, Miss Rain. You don't sound like you have a blonde wig on, but you do sound like you kind of, that you might need some contact lens, baby love.
Ooh.
What you talking about?
I'm going on. I'm letting you know that when you walk up in this building, baby, it's me who stands here with his socks off. All right?
I got socks.
You always
hey,
trying
Diva.
To get me with those
hey,
socks.
Hey, Diva.
Hi, girl. How you doing tonight?
Good. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to cut you off, Mr. CEO. What were you saying?
Yes,
I'm sorry. I just did not speak to my demon.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. So, are you ready to rain some of that poetic poison down?
Ooh.
Sex yourself.
That's a piece. Rain, poetic poison. Ooh, that's a piece. Let me write that down.
For real? Mm-hmm.
Somebody write it down.
I got it.
Yeah. So Miss Rain, she's another one who's not feeling quite well, but she sounds so good, doesn't she, Mr. Poetic?
She does. She sounds
mm-hmm.
delicious. Mm-hmm.
Yes, very nutritious. So I will say. I can taste the nutrients. Mm-hmm.
You can taste
from a distance. Yeah, from a distance.
I'm tasting the vitamins and the minerals. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But are you tasting the proteins in the essential?
I'm tasting the molecules.
Is this the Soul Cafe?
Ooh, I I'm chasing them down
sorry,
to her
Eva.
Animals.
I was trying to help, baby, but I can't breathe with you too. They're going to make me have a coughing fit. I'm double checking the number.
It's your fault, Miss Rain. You hit me with that thunder slap, and I can't. You know, I get unconscious. You know, I can't keep up with it and everything like that. But listen. Are you ready to drop that poetic thunderclap down on my boy, Poetic?
I'm going to try to do it justice.
Okay, darling. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is titled Turn Me On with a Little Twist. Can I touch you and tease you here? Suck, lick, and kiss you everywhere. I know it's an instant turn on for you when you smell my fragrance, babe. You know the one draped across your face, sticking to your fingers, mixed together late. When you think about my mind, behind these sexy eyes of mine, it's what you find. I know another instant turn on for you. Imagining me in this mini skirt seat, looking at these sexy heels, curvy calves, thick thighs, and this ass. I know you can't tell me about just one turn. Because there's so many, I mean plenty of things about me that drive you wild. I can give you an erotic massage, slowly grab you by that bulge in your pants, shall we dance? Especially when I slide up and down your pole, turning you on is my ultimate goal. I don't want to help you. I know you're losing control. As I suck your neck and your earlobe, nibble on your nipples, I know at first it may tickle. Then it sends extreme pleasure. I can see your heart is a wreck beyond measure. I won't stop pleasing. We can seize this moment where I make you grab these sheets, me on top of you in your favorite Victoria's Secret. Your eyes are shouting victory because I just keep turning you on. You shouting to the heavens thinking, what did you do to deserve this wet, sticky, juicy and wet, sticky and creamy, tasty and seductive, creamy and golden, moist and tasty, golden and dripping, honey and moist, intense and golden, dripping and oozing. Your penetration is lasting so long. I just want to keep being your instant turn-on. Can I? From the mind of Poetic with a splash of rain.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow.
Girl.
My yo, God. She did some stuff to that right there, my brother. Hey, that was a poetic piece. Poetic, you wrote that piece, bro?
Damn.
I wrote it. She added some stuff to it. She twisted it.
She had to, because it sounded like she wrote that to me. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
Yeah.
I ain't even going to think too much. That was dope. She killed that. She talking about she going to try. I should, if I could deduct her on tonight for lying, that would have been a 2-point deduction, bro.
Jeez.
Hey, that was dope. Miss Burley, what did you think?
Hey, Ray, let me tell you something, Diva. Your voice and those words, you had me so enthralled in that. I picked up my ballpoint pen and forgot it wasn't my stylus, and I'm trying to type in something on my tablet with the damn pen and wondering why ain't nothing popping. I was like, oh, shit, my regular pen. You did that. Damn. Yes, whatever you did to it. And then I'm not taking nothing away from it, but whatever tweaking you did to it worked. It was working for me, definitely. Yes, I loved it. You
Thank
did that.
You.
It stretched the fuck out Thank of me. I loved that. Yes, poetic.
I really did not change that much in speech.
Okay, well, the piece itself was just, it was awesome. It just drew me in to make me pick up my pen and try and tap on my camera.
Yeah.
My stylus.
Yeah. I just got a text message. Somebody said that somebody just got pregnant. she made the thing even more wet. Clean up in the studio. I love what you added to it. Your vocals, the way that you read it, made it so much more tantalizing, so much more scrumptious.
Absolutely.
Got me over here rubbing my own nipples. Ooh, my God.
Oh, man. Me too, Poetic. Me too.
You too?
Yeah, me, Schmeagle, me too.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead for real. Go ahead for real.
Hey, me too. Me too. Hey, listen. That was beautiful, though. It was beautifully read, as always. You know, just she has this ability to... you know, bring what I mean is acting and performance to her pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she knows
mm-hmm.
how she knows how she mastered her voice, her cadence, and that's how you know how we could become as a poet, as an artist, in crafting what we do. You know, knowing our abilities, and she knows how to work that thing. I'm gonna have to get some sound effects for Miss Rain, some soft rain behind her, some thunderclaps in there, and
that's gonna be soul fly, yes.
You know, because she just knows how to work what she does. Hey, Miss Rain, that was beautiful.
Thank you, sir. Can I ask Mr. Poetic one thing?
Yes.
I was ready.
Were you?
I was ready.
Were you, though? But were you, though?
You're right. I was ready. So ready.
You weren't ready. Because
I knew you was going to wet the mic up and make it drip, drench.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Damn. What was the question?
Was he ready?
I knew the question.
He was ready.
Yeah,
I'm a little slow.
You sure you ain't got on a blonde wig tonight?
No, girl.
Thank
I
you,
Diva. Thank
you.
Got you back.
Now, standing together now as one, a group of morons. Hey, so listen, darling, that was beautiful with your sassy self, okay? I loved it. I didn't like your question that much because you got a smart mouth, all right? But
that's why you love me, though.
Well, yeah, that's one of the ingredients in the pies that I like, you know. But, hey, I'm trying to get you off this mic because you're making my face hurt. So, girl, we're going to stick you back there on the chair of sticky ink or whatever Van called it.
Oh, my God.
Ink dripping.
It's dripping, and that's I'll feel right at home. Thank you.
Okay, the chair of ink dripping. The ink dripping, I don't know how they say it, but
it's
never
dripping.
See,
that's all that matters. It's dripping and thank you.
Let it overflow. Get it in your face. Hey, and one love, darling.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
One love,
one mic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the one and only Rain. Stay tuned for her upcoming show up in here at Epiphany Radio, coming to a, what is it, a phone near you or some shit like that? I don't know. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, somebody help me out. I'm up in here all by myself, it seems. And we're going to bring in the next caller. Yeah. I'm coming down off that stuff I had earlier. All right, we're going to bring in the next caller. Hello, welcome to the Soul Cafe, Miss VIP. What it do?
Hey, Miss VIP.
Hey, Diva. And she's having some technical difficulties.
All right, wait a minute. She's in here twice. What it do, Miss VIP?
Hey. Hi,
Ziva. Hey, poetic.
Hey,
love.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, before we get things started, how are you, darling? How are you, my love?
I'm doing, love. I'm doing, darling. I'm doing.
You doing well. You sound scrumptious, if I may say so.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You do. Hey, I just wanted to say that tuning in on this night of poetic poetry.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Yes, yes, yes. You being almost light-skinned, do you have anything you would like to say to this light-skinned brother? In the matters of anything light-skinned, anything, if he hurt your feeling one day, you didn't get to say shit to him. Would you, I mean, we're honoring him tonight. This is the best place to say it. You know what I'm saying? If you're holding something against somebody, don't wait till their funeral to get up there and say it. Say it now to his face.
That is true.
Do you have any light-skinned words for this brother tonight?
I sure do. This is my South Carolina John. And congratulations. Mm. And I love you, man.
Thank you. I love you, too.
We've been riding together for almost
3 years. I'm going to take me another drink. I'm about to have me another drink. If that wasn't the sappiest group sap I've ever heard. That was a group sap. Yes. Deductions next week.
Okay.
So, this is after you sexy, sensuous thing you. I'm going to simply turn to you. Slowly pass you the mic with these fingers. Hopefully yours will be outstretched as well. And as you grab that mic in your pretty little hand, I'm going to say to you that the mic is yours.
Thank you. In love with love. A ticking time bomb detonated. The explosion was incubated somewhere over the Pacific, even throughout the Atlantic. A shell shock of emotions. The shards and shrapnel lodged in and lodged conclusions. Not just any conclusion, but the kind that we as men don't talk about. But today is the day we will talk about it. Today is the day we will get down with it. See, my inspiration factory is filled with glory and remnants of grace and mercy. My hurt locker is riddled with battle scars. But then my epiphany got the spotlight of the stars, and I can't help but see new visions every day. The breath of God breathed into my lungs, and dare I say that my Neo Soul Cafe has a different. Somewhere in my mind, the poetry madness just grips me, and I have to write about my experience, see. The four walls closed in, and I hyperventilate as I hear the word uttered. I look deep within myself to see if I can be heard. Because this man of steel dusted off the dirt. My steel skeleton can keep me invincible. But my internal organ is no longer replaceable. Locked up like a caged animal is my heart losing stamina. I want to feel it again. I want to embrace it again. Why does it escape me so? Where is the illusion I know? A hopeless romantic putting on a single glove. And it's all because I'm in love with love. It's from the mind of poetic.
Wow. In love with love from the mind of poetic. Hey, I'm going to give mine right now. That was well, that was beautifully done, seriously, effortlessly done, with a beautiful cadence, you know, so serene-like. That was so beautiful.
Well, thank you, darling. I appreciate you, sweetheart.
That was beautiful.
You know what, Diva? You know how I am. I'm a fan already of your pieces. But to hear you do one of his pieces like that. And Pharrell's right, it was effortlessly your flow. It always is. That's one of the things that I really wish that I could mimic that you do, to have my words go so easily across my tongue. But you got it, girl, and you made it your own. And it was beautiful. You really, really made it beautiful. And you put your touch of your sultriness on it, your voice and everything. Yeah, girl, you did that. Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Ziva. I appreciate
you. You're welcome. You know I love you, girl.
You know, out of all of the pieces, this is by far one of my favorites. And I could not wait to hear you do it because of your voice and the way that you recite. Definitely made it effortlessly. Your cadence, your tone. You felt like you was actually feeling this piece for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I gave it to you. That's why I gave it to you. Because I knew that you would take this piece and you would own it, and you just did exactly that. Thank you for making it beautiful.
Oh, thank you for entrusting me with this piece. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yes, yes, yes. I have to say, you know, I got quite the boner listening to that. It was so just so beautifully done, though, girl. You could turn me on all kinds of upside down.
Oh, my
goodness. You know, inside, outside waffle right now, girl. I got a taste for inside, outside waffle. I am so serious. So, yes, so, darling, could you let us know what you got going on over there at the Love Zone and express your vibe?
Ooh. Enough. On Wednesday night, the Perla Negra and I will be in the Love Zone. And the topic is it important to know your partner's love language? So join us for that and bring on those fire pieces. And on Friday night is Express Your Vibe with my amazing co-host, Poetic. So don't suppress it, express it. Bring your vibe.
Hey, ha, ha, ha. I'm just saying, it sounds so good.
Okay.
Poetic.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. My brother Poetic.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what they got going on over there?
Yeah.
Is it important?
Know your partner.
We ain't going to talk about it right now, but you know, I'm just saying it out loud. Is it important to know your what's-the-name's love language? You know what I mean?
Yeah. We want to know how. Yeah. Well, it's actually a two-part question. It's how important is it to learn your partner's love
how
language?
Important
and what
how
is it? Yeah. How important is it? And what is your love language? Two-part question.
Ooh.
Oh, that's two-part part different. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Let me refigure this out in my mind. How important is it to
learn
your partner's love language? And
yes.
What is your love language? Ooh,
yes. Mm-hmm.
That can be quite the piece. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as much as I would love to give my answer right now, they know I like to give it right now, but they like suppressing my vibe. They like me to suppress my vibe. You know what I mean? So I ain't going to say nothing. I'm put it in the chat room. Yeah, they always make me put it in the chat room. Well, Ms. VIP, we will be there to express our vibe, and also we will be at the Love Zone this Wednesday, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, hosted by yourself, Ms. VIP, and the one and only Ms. Pearly Negras. See you there. So we're going to put you back there on the icky, sticky chair, baby, of love.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Ink, they
the
said ink.
Dripping
ink.
Chair.
Oh, let it drip. Ink, let the ink drip. Let it run down on you, Beryl. Let it get.
Oh, my.
Let it run down your lips. Come to your rescue. You got what I'm saying? Come to your rescue.
Come to your rescue.
My collarbones are hurting. Leave me alone.
Take your socks off and go sit in that chair, baby love.
All right, honey.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Yeah, baby, baby. So poetic, are you having a good time, broski?
Man, I'm having a great time, man. Y'all got muscles in my face hurting that I didn't even know were there. So thank y'all for that.
Okay. Well, you know, I said that last week. You're going to have to find something new to say, or that's like plagiarism. But I do understand your sentiment.
Well, listen, bro. Somewhere along the line, somebody is accusing my work of being their work right now, just like they did everybody else's. So we just going to plagiarize all night tonight.
I don't want no anger here. I don't want no anger
umbrella
here.
Umbrella.
So, yeah, just calm down. We going to keep things moving, y'all. Well, love. We're going to bring in the next caller, area code 631.
Mojave.
Yes.
Iron Man is in the building, y'all. What's up, Iron Man?
What's going on? Hey, what's going on there? Good people. Loved ones. Hey, how you doing?
You guys,
you're my favorite Negroes in the entire world. In the whole universe.
So you said you had a pick of Negroes and you made us the favorites.
Yes. Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Hey. Well, I take it with a grain of salt and sugar. I love it. Amen. How you doing tonight, Bigfoot?
Hey, I'm absolutely fine, Sasquatch. What's happening?
Hey, man, I wear a bandage of pride. Bandage of pride on this night, man, celebrating my brother's work. And whatnot, trying to be the serious one here tonight, you know, trying to keep things level headed and on par, you know, with what you do over here on Tuesdays, you know, trying to be correct
and
set an example. You know, set a good example as a host and radio personality. You hear my radio voice, this is my smoothness. And so, you know, we're just chilling here tonight at the Soul Cafe in honor of the one and only Poetic, bro.
Yes, it is in honor of Poetic. And you absolutely sound like you have coochie on your face, sir. I like it. Sounds like you're fresh.
I told you I'm wearing a bandage of pride. And I wear it well.
I absolutely believe it. It's the way your beard grows, sir. I understand it completely. Salute.
Somebody needs to. So, yes, man, speaking of light-skinned people, you being a fairly brown-skinned, dark brother, anything you want to get off your chest, want to say to this man in honor of him on tonight, good, bad, or ugly, you know, he's done some things to you, I'm sure, in your past, against your will.
Absolutely. You know, because you know, because Van Meadows is the master of let me just work on you. Hey, come to the show. How about you host the show? Just try it out. Hey, can you take over the show? You think you can do this? Hey, let's do this. Let's look at the show. Come on. Hey, how about this? Hey, you know what? You should have your own show. You should have your show. And then five or six shows later, War Council, Fly Speak Open Mic, Honey Drippers Poetry, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever. And here I is. I've only missed two shows in 2 years. This is great. Van Metal sucks for doing that to me. I've been more devoted to anything. I was more devoted to this than my marriage. This is crazy. I don't understand what's happening.
Oh, my.
It's bad. That was consistent.
That'd be.
Oh, man.
What's happening? But you know what? But Van Metal is just the master of you know what? There's no one more solid, more consistent, no one you can rely upon more, no one you can actually look to and actually get a real and the truest opinion. He pulls no punches. He speaks his mind. He speaks the truth. And that's what makes him who he is. And he puts more, you know, he puts things into it. It's not just him. It's his heart. It's his mind. His soul. It's his energy. Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, a.k.a. The Green Eye Bandit, a.k.a. It's not a beard. It's a saddle, a.k.a. I choose it bald so you can't grab me when I'm licking you up and down till you say stop. That guy, you know who he is, will be one half of the Get Down and all that good stuff and doing date night differently. Yeah. I'll be more than that.
All righty then. Hey, bro, that's a great way to honor our brother with that full-length novel that you just wrote about him. Hey, you went all around the corner when all you had to do is cross the street, bro. Hey, but listen, are you ready to...
Wait, hold on. Let me sip to that.
No, you're not sip to that, bro. What you need to do is get your microphone ready. You think it's sip to it. Oh, okay. Sip to it. Yeah, I like sip to it. That was a good one, Frog. hey, my brother, look, I'm going to pass you the mic, Mr. Mojave, and simply tell you that this mic is yours, bro.
Okay. All right. So this piece by Mr. Van Meadows, Senior, I believe.
Junior.
It's called...
Junior?
Junior. My bad.
Yeah.
Van Meadows Jr. Is called... what's your middle name, Aloysius?
You're going around the corner, bro. Going all the way around the corner.
All right, this poem is called The Greenhouse Effect. Hold on. Let me adjust my levels and my volume. Hold on. Let me see if I got it. I think I got it. I want to glide my fingers in and out of your intellect. Massage the message of your love notes with respect. Curb your appetite with mouth-watering delights. Send chills between your thighs from my insights. Rub your erogenous elements with encryption of the gods while you let out moans of incantation of sexual imagination. At all odds, beholding and yielding immense power, I'm waiting for your herbal shower. Please moisturize my beard, hence with your natural essence, and when you release the serpent in your garden, I'll unsheath my weapon of choice. It's hardened, the one you love to polish with your tongue, oiled and lubricated by your tongue. Hear me roar loud in your elemental eardrum, waiting for us both to come, not just yet. I love the way you get wet. My slippery organ is not done exploring your body. See in your rose bushes pricked by your thorns of eroticism, the heat of our body's magnetism. Yes, I've been erotically lusting for you to feel my pulsating thrusting. The beats of this reggae music tuned in our oral edifices to the groove to it. I'm holding on to the passion of your mentality, craving your sensuality. Converse with my ears as I listen to your oral heavens for years. Can I be the one you dream about in the midnight sky? Hold on to my voice for comfort. And grab my thoughts for simplicity and hear in your greenhouse of ecstasy. I just want to keep it classy from the mind of poetic. Greenhouse effect.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
Wow.
Yeah, that was kind of dope there right there, man. I like to think with the music and everything like that. I got a little nipple pinch in there. Yeah, I think my nipple got a little bit harder for me a little bit.
It's okay to pinch nipples. Pinch it.
I got a nipple pinch there. Got a little, my nipples. Miss Pearly.
You know what, Mom? You know I'm a fan. And I think this was the perfect piece. I think he gave you the perfect piece. And that one part in there is going to hold on to my voice. Yeah, you have a way. It's something about your voice when you spit a piece. Okay. You definitely, you own this piece. You made it your own. I love the wordplay that poetic use in it. So, all right, I'm flabbergasted. I'm tripping over my words. Yeah, awesome job. Awesome job. It was very hot, very sensual. All right, poetic Jesus.
Yo, Mahabi, first of all, the music with the piece was amazing. Your delivery of the piece, superb. And this piece, I gave you this piece for a number of reasons. One, I knew it would match your vocals and your tone on your delivery. But the second reason that I gave you this piece was because this was the piece I wrote Friday night in ATL at the Rock Slam, sitting out on the balcony while y'all was losing y'all minds in the party. So this is perfectly for you. And my brother, you did that, and I appreciate the way that you did it, and you definitely made it your own, man. I love it, man. I'm humbled. Thank you, my bro. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you. Appreciate you giving me this piece. And I, you know, I had to add a little, music to it, because I was trying to have the smoothness of your voice, but I realized if I broke it up a little bit more, it was more reminiscent of me. But it actually lends to the particular way that you write, and what I call your end caps. Your end caps always have that serious rhyme to it. So it's like, let me waltz with it. So I literally looked at it as a waltz. And so I waltz with your piece. So literally you can dance to it. So thank you for making me dance with your words,
man,
and giving up. You're a dope-ass poet, bro. I just want you to know that. Like, not a lot of people can have the same amount of wordplay and have everything absolutely mean something, tell a story, rhyme, be magnetic and rhythmic, and keep the same flow. You know, that's why we call you poetic.
Makes
sense. Absolutely.
I appreciate the piece.
For real, the poet.
Yes. I'm going to tell you, you definitely made that your own. You add your, that ingredient that makes Mojave poetry. You know what I'm saying? I like the backup music and your cadence, like Miss Pearly said. You know, you have a special cadence, man. Very soft and it flows, It just flows like a stream. It streams, what I'm saying, man. That was dope, man. You're a great performer,
Thank
you're a great performer, man. And you made that your own, man. I closed my eyes, man, and I could see you talking to your food, spitting that piece as you're eating it. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm such a fat boy.
And everything. Go ahead, boy.
Right.
Before you go, my brother, listen. Let the people know what you got going on tomorrow. And I emphasize tomorrow.
So don't forget tomorrow we're going to make it a little bit serious. We're going to be doing War Council tomorrow, which is a conscious community creative collective of creatives. And we're talking about trauma. We're talking about trauma relationships, trauma bonding, trauma, you know, family trauma, trauma dumping, and literally how to heal from it. You know, so we're going to have, like we're throwing everything in the kitchen sink at this. So if you happen to be around, we're going to ask people to talk about their trauma. But this is going to be highly triggering. So if you have triggers, you should not come to the show because it is going to be triggerific. I'm just saying, it's going to be triggerific. It's going to be like, what's that guy? Go Home with Trigger. What's his name? The singer. Trey Songz. It's going to be Trey Songz Trigger. It's going to be all Trey Songz level of Trigger. Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be good at the same time because we're going to move towards the healing, but we really going to kick some Willie Bobo out. We're going to ask people to talk about their trauma. But please understand, if we ask you to talk, we are timing. So don't get up here and be like, okay, like now if you know you're not part of the panel, don't be pressing one until we tell you to. All right, because some of y'all would be like, yeah, I'm going to just hop up. No, we're not hopping up there. We're keeping the panel, and then we're going to bring people in one by one. So we're warning people now. Listen, you ain't going to get up here and talk because everybody got to share. So we sharing. But the panel is the main people doing the talking. The panel.
Yes.
All right?
Don't
be pressing one. Don't press one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't on the panel, you're like, if you don't know who's on the panel, you ain't on the panel. Okay.
That's right.
I'm glad y'all to be mean.
Did you cross over yet? You know. Did you get there?
Yeah. Yeah, I got there.
Okay.
I'm there. I made it.
Yo, bro. By the time you finished, they forgot what your show was about, bro.
Okay, that's good. My bad.
Okay, because I forgot. You're right. What your show is
right.
Seriously.
All right. I just don't bring Spiegel out. As long as you don't bring Spiegel out, we're good.
Just be there at 9 o'clock, y'all. His show is on tomorrow. One of them.
Tomorrow.
Hey, look, man.
One of them will be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the one and only Mo Hotty. Man got so many shows, you know what I'm saying? Just go make sure you make it to the Christmas party. And 9 o'clock. Yeah. Mo Hotty. We're gonna go to the next callers, ladies and gentlemen. Area code 615. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. What it do?
For music, y'all.
Hello. How are you all tonight?
I'm good.
I'm doing well. I just found out that, first off, for real, you are for real, and I appreciate you, and I thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
And La Perla Negra, same thing with you. And the man of the hour, Poetic.
You know,
I had to dig through the crates with you because I didn't know the show was about you. Because I had to push some stuff to the side and say, okay, I got to be DJ Premier and do some stuff here.
My man.
Yeah, you deserve it. I wish I would have been on J-Rob's one last week, but you know.
That was actually for real last week.
It was for real?
Yeah, J-Rob.
Well, it should have been on for real show. See, there you go.
That's all right.
I'm working too hard. I'm getting old.
Not allowing any deductions this week. I would definitely, I will hold on for
deducting me. I would have been fine.
Yeah, bro, because I said to a piece, bro. You know, broke my heart that you wasn't here.
Yeah, I could have been deducted so that way I could lose some more weight. So, go ahead.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good, brother. Hey, listen, man, you being a fairly brown-skinned brother, him being light-skinned, is there anything you would like to say to him, you know, this one chance in life that you got to, you know, you know he used to take your lunch money in school and stuff like that. Anything you want to say to this?
You're wrong, bro.
Yeah, I just say I want my $2. That's what I would say. I want my $2.
Yeah, that's all it took back in the day was $2. That's all it took. You can buy a whole meal with that shit.
What?
You know what I mean?
Man, yeah.
$2.
OD on candy and everything, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I took the $2 I asked you to add on my 40.
No, see, I'll be hunting you down the ski slope and all that just to get my $2.
Yeah. What you had on my 40, C double?
Yeah. I put 5 on it.
I knew he was going to say that. You just set yourself up.
You know me by
this
now.
This is CW you talking to, man.
Right,
hey, look.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to put the mic in your hand, man. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay, dug in the crates, found these inspired lines of poetry. When you wear lingerie, I get all excited and tongue-tied, not knowing what to say. As you were buffed into boldness, shining like copper, stating, I'm different, and yes. While we are one in this moment that found us, I'm walking all through it and in it. Plus, my name isn't Wonka, but you're gonna get this, Willie. And my wood is in the hood, pounding freely. I too remember writing poems for her that night. She had this ink and these metaphors feeling just right. But as it hits different, and I'm different, I've got a head game to match this dripping swag, and I spent the time remembering kisses that drip from the sky, like the rain that opens thine eye. The love and the beauty of each pen stroke is no match for the colorful vibes that ain't no joke. And in all this natural, naked energy spreading like wildfires gives way to the endless possibilities of your greatness while I'm shelving reckless wants and desires, 'cause you and me got some hot and heavy unfinished business. Now take off that dress and release that natural beauty. It would be my duty to recite, to record, to rhyme every time. I think of how your poetry lines have inspired me to create something finer than wine. And as you pour your elixir into my soul, I begin to be filled with life and I'm whole, thinking of your security, and you lay prostrate in your nakedness while I say, bear your insecurities upon my shoulders, 'cause the beauty in your scars is why I chose her. Keep inspiring me into greatness, pushes me and challenges my metaphors to bear witness to some dope ink. By my friends, the poets who scribe me to think that poetry is poetic therapy, and poetry is me from the mind of poetic.
Yo.
Wow. Wow.
Bro, all those lines, You something else, bro. You're a whole different breed. And the way that you threw those lines together like that, man, I'm humbled, bro. I'm really humbled. 'Cause that took some time. And I appreciate
it. Well, you wrote it. See, the point is you wrote it. And I don't know if I had my James Earl Jones on or what. I don't know what happened. It just went. This is CNN.
Man, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
La Perla Negra.
Yeah. You know what, C-Double, I'm always, I love the way you play on words. How you just make everything fit together. And, you definitely made this your own piece. I'm a little lost words right now. I'm sorry. My meds is kicking in. I'm trying to get myself together. I'm sorry. Seriously, I'm not joking. I'm very serious. But I love your delivery. You have your own special way of putting your pieces together, and you did an awesome job with this piece. You really did.
Oh, thank you.
Goodness. For real. Is he muted or did his call drop again?
Calling For Real the Poet Douglas. For Real the Poet Douglas.
Hey, what it do? What it do? You know what? I unmuted myself to unmute myself, but I muted myself because, you know, this thing that I did earlier still lingers on. Still lingers on. So I'm going to say this to say that about that. The performance of it all was magnificent. You read this as if it was your own. I completely was lost in your delivery of this piece. The piece itself is a very well-written piece. And, you know, just hearing someone else do what you did, you know, to someone else's work, it's like, it's, you know, I said this last week when you guys were reading my stuff. It just bewilders me, you know. It's a beautiful thing hearing how somebody else can interpret your words, you know. And you did that. You did it in your own style. You put emphasis where it should be. You made us feel that. You made us believe that. And I thought it was dope, man. I thought it was dope, both the performance and the writing. So I salute your pen, poetic, and I salute your performance, C double.
Thank you very much, For Real. I appreciate it. And then, like I said, he deserves this honor. He deserves the flowers. You know, I don't give flowers. I give him new cars like Oprah.
My okay. Man. Yes, sir. Give me the keys.
Yeah.
Oh, sit down. You just got a new car. I need a car.
come on. Don't act like that. Don't act like that now.
Yeah. Well, my brother C Double, man, like I said, man, that was a beautiful delivered piece, man. You can feel free to come back here next week and do No More Rope, and we'll talk about that as well. Man, but you did a beautiful job, man. You did a beautiful job in honoring our brother Poetic, man. And I thank you. I want to thank you.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna sit you back there on the ink drip chair.
Dripping chair.
The dripping chair. Why did we let Go Poetic name this chair? The dripping chair.
Okay. So I gotta mess up my uniform on the dripping chair.
Hey. Yeah, you gotta mess up your uniform. Get the drip on it. Let it drip on you a little bit.
Oh well, what the hell?
Yeah, throw your hand in the air. You know, just let it drip. That's it. Hey, look, one love, one mic, my brethren.
One love,
one mic to all of you.
Yeah, one love. Shaboying, baby. Yeah, so there seems to be some colluding going on here.
What?
Okay. There seems to be some colluding. Yeah, it seems to be some colluding. It's a little colluding. I ain't going to say nothing. Wait, if I hear another collusion.
Where?
I heard the collusion. I heard it with both my lips.
You can't pronounce the chair right.
Pronounce what?
The chair right. You can't pronounce the name of
the chair
right.
Oh, the chair. Yeah, that was it. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah.
So we're going to keep things moving.
Donnell. Keep it up, Donnell. Yep. All right, so we're going to keep going to the next caller. Yeah. Baby. Opening up the area code 713. Take your socks off, baby. What is
it? Sir Lawrence.
You come on in here now. Hey, for real, the poet. And
what it do?
To you, poetic, man. What it do? Hey, you know what? I like
to
take your socks off. That's what it do.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. We got Sir Lawrence. We got royalty up in here.
Yes, we do, man. Yes, we do.
Hey, Sir Lawrence.
Hey, Sir Lawrence. Come on, the pearl.
Oh,
what's happening?
Who's doing
that?
It?
What it do, Sir Lawrence? You didn't cause havoc up in here, man. All you did was say Sir Lawrence. You know what I mean?
I heard that. Amen. Hey, man, let the streamers fly, man. That's all I can say.
Let the streamers. So, brother, listen, man, we're honoring this brother Poetic on this night, man, reading his work, man. You know what? So many beautiful readings of his work have been read on this night, man. Beautiful, beautiful writings, beautiful readings of his writings. And we know that you possess a certain zest, a certain flavor in your delivery. And your writings are most definitely on par, man. I think that you're a dope artist as well. A lot of your writings have definite true meaning to them. They're just not poetry. It's just not poetically spoken. You know, you're either teaching or giving history lessons within your pieces. We travel around listening to your pieces, you know. So I get a kick out of listening to you, man. On the other side of that, man, this being Poetic, man, him being a light-skinned brother. Is this something that you ever wanted to say to a light-skinned brother? Is something you just wanted to turn around and say to a light-skinned brother? Let's keep it real up in here, but we chill. You know what I'm saying? This is your moment, bro, you know, to take it out on Van. This is your moment to take it out on Mr. Poetic. So, I'm going to let you go ahead and say what you need to say.
In honesty, though, I mean, to have a pseudonym like Poetic and then live up to it with every piece you write. So I'm more than excited to recite one of your pieces, sir.
Thank you, good brother. I appreciate you, man.
All right. Hey, that was very politically said. All righty then. Well, my brother, I gave you your chance, man. I'm going to say this.
You did.
You would have said something different if a light-skinned brother had took your girl. You know what I'm saying? You would have said something different. But you know what I'm saying? If you didn't take the moment, you forgot about that.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, you was the light-skinned brother. You was the light-skinned brother, huh, Sir Lawrence? Yeah. You know what? Hey. Yeah. Well, my brother, look, man. Hey, I'm going to pass you the mic, brother, because the mic is yours.
All right. Word addiction. The way you became so interchangeable, giving power to those unable, challenging so many different thought patterns purposefully, all while being so meaningfully, lacing some of the dopest metaphors, creating an addiction within me for sure, pinning out some of the greatest literary works of art since the invention of language from the very start. Somewhere around 50,000 to 150,000 years ago, you became existent with the Homo sapiens evolution to present day ago. But I need you like an addict needs a daily fix. Except you create this natural high, given a poetic remix. You create the most meaningful and hurtful song lyrics. Make lovers' hearts kick. Create beautiful expressions, but also cause dissensions. Wars for decades are based off of you. and turf wars create body bags in the morgue. From something as simple as letters kept together to make war, sometimes peace, when communicated together, the fervent and effective are your abilities to unite. When strung together, immaculate enough to excite. It's relatively easy to see why I'm addicted. Like painters' inspiration by what they see depicted, or the majestic way you come together describing nature. Yet hurtful enough to bring pain, rapture. Elemental enough to cause erotic convulsions. Sapiosexual enough to balance conclusions. Where the mind is impenetrable, where the mind is an impenetrable fortress at times, you find a way to break in with rhymes. Can you see why? I got to have you coursing through my veins. Cause your high is unlike no other, as I'm drenched in stormy rains. Nakedly bearing my emotions of this addiction. No fabricated superstitions, just pure uncut cocaine, like troops. So when I breathe you into my nostrils, the proof is the way my eyes light up from your presence, the excitement from your essence. Extra, extra, have you heard poetry addiction? Words from the mind of poetic.
Yo, yo, yo. Poetic. Words of the poet. Poetic, man. La Flor Negra.
Honestly, I can't recall hearing this piece. This is different, and it sounds like it actually sounds like yours, Sir Lawrence. The way that you did it, the metaphors that were used, the tone, everything. It was very well spoken. Man, that was a pretty deep piece. I don't remember hearing you. It was an awesome piece, though. I mean, I just don't remember hearing that. That you have given everybody the perfect piece. You will find each piece there, the perfect person to read each one that you gave to them. That piece is dynamite.
Thank you. That piece was actually written for the Get Down when we talked about what is your poetry addiction.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I kind of remember those words. I don't know. Did I miss it? I didn't miss that night.
No, you were there. But Sir Lawrence, you read this like this was yours, bro. I promise you.
Yeah.
It was hard to tell if it was really mine. And that takes real skill, bro. Because of how you read, how you recite, and your cadence and your tone. Bro, for a minute I was like, wait, I don't even remember sending him a piece. And then as you was reading, I was like, yeah, that's my piece. So I appreciate you for owning this piece and making it your own, bro. Like, real talk.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
For real, the poet.
Yo. I'm sorry, I was multitasking. But look, I don't think I've heard that piece. But right now, at this point, you know, it doesn't really matter if I heard it or not. I heard it tonight. It was very prolific, man. Very profound piece. and it took you there mentally, made you think. You know, I'm listening to word by word, the way he spits, it's easy to digest the words. It's easy to take them in, fill them, turn them around in your head, you know, mull them around so you can get the true feeling of the thought that went into writing the piece. That's a deep-ass piece. It was something that you said in that captured me. I was like, wow, who says that? When you said turf wars create bodies, bags in the morgue.
Oh, yeah.
I said, wow, that was kind of cool. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That poetic, you wrote that, man. I was like, what? I like that right there. Not that I like turf wars or body bags in the morgue, but the creativity part of it, you know, the writing of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Painting inspiration by what they see. You said something about nakedly. I like the uses of the word and twisting it to nakedly, you know, creative as well.
Yeah.
When I breathe in through my nostrils, you know,
right.
That writing is some great writings, poetic, man. I salute your pen and I salute the performance, my brother. I really do, Sir Lawrence, man. You did your thing, bro.
Right on. Yeah, and that was, because then when I first got the piece, I was like, wow, you know, I've never heard him do this piece, you know. And then as I was going through it, I just had to, because some of the words had to be separated to understand how this addiction with words, you know, and words are so descriptive. So it's like you're describing this, and then you're describing this, and then you're describing this, and describing this, but everything has to be heard at the same time. So, yeah.
Right. Definitely, bro.
Hey, well, you did a great job on it, my brother. I'm proud of you,
right,
man. And thank you for chilling with us over here at the Soul Cafe, man. Make sure you tune in next week, my brother.
Absolutely.
All right. One love, one mic, my bro.
One love, one mic. Yes, indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from Sir Lawrence. We're going to keep things going. Area code 510. Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Ooh, 501.
What it do?
Jess J.
Greetings from Earth Peoples.
Hey, Jay.
What's
up?
Nothing. Van, I've been enjoying everything, man. How you feel, bro?
Oh, man, I'm on cloud nine, man. Like I already said, man, I'm high as a kite right now, bro. Literally. Literally.
You know what, man? I've been watching you specially handpick these pieces for different folks. And you've been right on the money, man. You, like for real, be saying recognize your child. You recognize your child, bro. You didn't hand out the right pieces to the right people. Only thing is, I want to do a damn erotica tonight.
You don't have no choice, bro. You don't have no choice.
Oh, man.
Like some soft core, but it's enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to be good.
I said, look.
At least second base.
I said, I got him.
Oh, man.
Well, you shot your one bullet, Tiger. You don't get no more.
Wow. Oh, man.
Hey, for real, how you doing, bro?
Hey, bro, I'm doing great, man. I'm living, I'm loving life, brother. And I'm coming down off that stuff from earlier. But I'm good, bro.
Hey, man, so is it different doing it after you done did yours? And you got to watch Van do his? Is it different the way you see it?
You know what? Yes, it is, man. It's different, and it's easier. I don't know. I just was like, because at first I was like, I don't know, going over his piece, I was like, you know, doing, I don't know, man. But when it came down to doing it, I just said, whoop. I just went in. I didn't attempt to do it like him
right.
or whatever like that, because it was a dope piece.
it was easy to perform. You know, but right. it's easier sitting on this side than it is when the spotlight is on you. I'm telling
right. you. Even look at the whole process different, man. Because when I was there, and I was like, man, this feel like this. And all of a sudden, I was watching somebody do this. Like, all right, yeah, that's where it's supposed to go.
Yeah,
that's
it's a
good,
feeling,
though,
it's
man.
A feeling that you can't, this feeling that you can't describe. It's a hell of an honor hearing people do you, doing your works, mm-hmm. you're sharing your babies with you. You know what I'm saying? It's a
right,
thing,
it is
man.
Sharing babies. Ain't it right, Van? I mean, poetic. Sharing
indeed,
your babies.
Man. Indeed, bro, indeed.
Hey,
Don,
how you doing
y'all
before
doing
they usher me
job.
To the dance floor?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Oh, no, yeah. You know, it's been there was only one. No,
right.
There's two.
Yeah, what he said. What he said. So, my brother.
All right.
Seriously, you have a light-skinned brother here, man. Back in the
right.
day, remember that light-skinned brother took your girlfriend, man? We got him on.
Yeah,
the
man. Goes by no, I got him back. I'm done with that. I got him back.
Oh, no, you still got a bullet left in your tank, bro. So
okay.
if you want to say that to her, get it off your chest.
Yeah,
most likely it was Dave. Take it out on Dave, just Dave. Take it out on Dave's fat ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That sounds possible. I'm getting right on that, bro. I'm getting the plane ticket right now. About to get on the hopper for $99.
Right,
yeah,
right,
man.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, appreciate you, bro. You're looking out for me tonight.
Hey, there you go, man. He sends his love. He sends his love. He's here somewhere in the building. But my brother, look, man, we ready and we're dying to hear you do this piece. I can't wait to hear it. So I'm going to give you the mic, bro, because the mic is yours.
All right, I appreciate y'all. This piece right here is going to show what type of writer the band. The name of the piece is called That Love Show on Fire. Can I get the muted microphone? I got to concentrate on this. There's a passion that burns, and between us we can feel the heat and our bodies yearn. You tossing and turning in the bed and me on the couch trying to be best friends. But our bodies are justifying the means to an end. Just in that moment you put a foot between your legs, thinking I'm going to have to beg, but I got a blues for you, meaning. As this music playing up on this mic, I'm trying to show you how you have my words captivated and mesmerized. Me trying to gather my thoughts in freestyle to your heartbeat being mystified. If you ever kissed a woman, you know that women have a certain power, a certain sexual thing that renders men totally incapable of functioning. Make me crippled. As I put my two lips upon yours, allow my inability to function in your power, make me yours. Use your energy to enslave me into your sexual fantasies. Make me crave after I've tasted two lips with your beautiful abilities and ability to make me speechless. Because the joy you bring has me relentless. And you say, who am I? But they call me the brother to the night. And right now, I'm that blues in your left side. Trying to become the funk in your right. Is that all right? I'm just demonstrating the transference of power, the kind that looms like a tower over the energy we both feel. As we will, while we're near, the essence of Love Jones sensations that bloom like love's manifestations. We will make our love sound with a heavy breath, body sweating in the passion of our love. That's poetry reading. Telling each other how much we want it, how much we need it. And this right here, let me tell you something, this here,
fighting now at this very moment is all that matters. I love you, and that's urgent than a mother. Because I got more than just poetic words. I got poetic actions for these verbs to come to my life while you say, I am dancing on the bright beam of life. I am remembering love, and I'll always be forever in love with you every day. In the mind of forever. In peace.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna just say this. What I love to hear is the words brought to life. Each word or each line or each emphasis put in the right place where emotion is attached to that line. Whatever emotion, whatever is spoken about, whatever is was written about, when you can put that, what the writer put right there, when you can speak it, when you can bring it to life in your performance. And you've been working on that, bro, and you've been doing your thing very poetically for a good while now as a performer, Jess J., and as a writer. That piece, you know, I'm hearing Van's writings in a whole different light. That sounds funny, right? I'm hearing his writings in a whole different light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Van is mostly a soft-spoken brother. He can get fiery and things of that nature. But to hear the emphasis that others put in his work gives it a different feeling, a different flow, a different ingredient. And you made that piece. Everybody's doing your pieces, man. They're doing the hell out of your work, man. And it's beautiful,
bro.
Thing, man.
They really
La Pula Negra.
Yeah, you know what? I remember this piece. Yeah. I remember that night that the night you wrote that piece for the show. I forget what show it was. I think it was The Get Down. And when I heard that, the first time when I heard it, it tripped me out because y'all know I'm a fan of Tonya Sanchez and all the poetry that was done in Love Jones was everything. And when you combined them, that tripped me out. It made me sit straight up. I said, no, you didn't put them together. And Jay, you know what you did? You did a really, really good job. You put your soft touch on it.
He made it easy.
You made it your own. Yeah. It was very, very well read, very well done. That was pretty awesome. Poetic.
Yo, Jared, man. Jess J, man.
Yes,
first
sir.
Of all, thank you for rising to the challenge. And I appreciated you saying, look, can I get these mics muted? Because I need to concentrate on this.
I bro. Had to, man. Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts in your what's name, but they all in synchronous, man.
Yeah, bro. And you did an amazing job with this piece, man, because you made it your own. You did it in your form and your fashion. And it was just like, it's like, whoa. You know, and this is one of the pieces that I know intricately, so I know, you know, certain things about the piece. And when
right.
you got to those points, you just kept it. You kept it exclusive to look. I'm just Jay, and this is how I do it. I was like,
mm-hmm.
okay, Jay. I was like, okay, Jay. Go ahead, bro. That's what I'm talking about. That's
Thank you, Van.
About.
Thank you, Van.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. I felt like I felt like you. You know how you be ghostwriting for others. That's what I felt like
yes,
with this
sir.
Piece. I wrote this piece for you to do. I ghostwrite
oh, wow.
it, so you do it. But you did an amazing job, bro, and I appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. You know, it was an honor to do this for you, too, man. So, bro, you work hard all the way around in the poems and everything else you do, bro. You work hard.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, man. For real.
Yes, sir, man. That definitely was a dope reading, man. I love to hear this brother do his thing when he do his thing. And he brought life to that piece, man. He brought life to that piece.
You know, they be showing off a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to deduct them when we get back to deductions. Yeah,
that's
2 points straight off the top. When we get back to deductions, 2 points straight off the top, bro. Straight up.
Already. Keep it going.
Straight up.
Already. Already.
Keep it a
theme. Hey, so, hey, look, man, thank you for coming through, man, and sharing in the honor and saluting this, my brother. You know, we did you. We got him up in here. And, man, thanks for coming past and sharing in the moment.
Hey, y'all take care now. Hey, man, this is a good honor for you, man. This is right on time, bro.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man.
All righty, then. Here we go. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love,
one
mic.
One mic.
All right, coming up next to the podium, a brother that you, Van Meadows, have been waiting on all night, all day, all night, all day, and here we are, opening the mic to the one and only Mr. Metaphoria.
Oh,
all right, it's about time. Light-skinned entity, it's about time.
Dang.
What it do,
yeah,
Mr. Metaphoria?
I heard this chocolate motherfucker on the microphone earlier talking shit about light-skinned people. That's just going to be some shit we're not going to deal with.
Hey, David, my. Light-skinned to light-skinned, brother, man. What you got to say to the dude, bro? Say it with your chest,
well,
nigga.
You know, this is a... It's a great privilege to come through and honor Van with reading his pieces. But, Van, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to let you know so you never forget. You still ain't shit. Enjoy it.
Thank
nice,
you, bro.
I don't want
Thank
you
to
lose sight of that.
Thank you, bro.
Really, poet, I'm glad to
mind.
Know that you walked in the house and found a light-skinned man backing out your woman. That's what your ass get. That's definitely what you get.
God, he's horrible.
No, he wasn't backing out. He wasn't backing out exactly. He was
and Danielle, I just want to let you know there's two light-skinned people on the line right now that will pull into you. So just want to acknowledge you.
Yeah.
Don't leave nobody out.
Oh,
make sure all minds are clear.
That's right. I'm glad you got it off your chest. I'm glad you got your light-skinned privilege off your chest, my brother. So listen.
Man, I took my medicine.
So you've been working on this dirty piece that the brother wrote for you, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I can't wait to hear the curse words. I know you're going to see them extra hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a lot of dirty words. I think I thought the title of this piece at first was going to be sucking on them on Sundays, but it wasn't, you know, so it's okay.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what you just said.
Sanctuary seduction or something like that, but it's okay. It wasn't the title.
All right. That was a round of
applause. But I got it ready whenever y'all ready.
Alrighty, my brother, I'm going to pass you the mic because the mic is yours.
All right, this is called Orgasm Collector. I want to do more than just take samples. I want to collect that thing your soul holds dear. For example, morning, noon, and night, so much of you I want to delight. As a collector, I want to feel and taste each and every drop that you come over and over again, nonstop. Tongue and dick to smell like your pussy as I rob and steal each orgasm from your pussy. I want to stimulate your biggest sex organ so you know beyond a shadow of a doubt I can. I will make you wish and beg for me. I don't care if I broke into your glass house of cum. See, I'm the fucking collector. I want to indulge in each of your body's expression as I vector into this organism transmitting a brand new disease called your sexual soul pleasure. So please, let go of that orgasm you've been holding because no one has brought you to the extreme fucking climax that's growing. As your collector for this thievery session, I'm going to treat you like my porn star slut building your heightened obsession, one that tells you it's safe to release with him. I like the lights on, not them.
because I want to see the pleasure screen written all over your damn face. You've entered the orgasm collector's place, where any and everything is acceptable. So I hope you like to be fucked filthily and unforgivable, because my collection plays dry. And after my pulpit sermon, you'll understand why I was created for you, just for you in this moment. Now, since I'm fully aware that I'm robbing you of your most precious treasure, no need to make an atonement, because this will be the opportunity for you to be free. As of right now, you're my sex slave to be, to have, and to hold until death do us part with spasms. Now run me my fucking orgasm from the mind of poetic. In peace.
Oh, snap, diggle dagger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, am I unmuted or what?
You're unmuted. I remember that scene. Mm-hmm.
No, you remember it? I wasn't there.
Yeah, that's that honey dripper shit. I remember that joint.
that's that nasty thing. I wasn't there. You know, I wasn't there, so I ain't hear the nasty. I ain't never heard Van go that far in with his pen in that genre. yo. And Dave read it very well. It was like it shocked me every word there, poetic. I was like, whoa, bam. Ooh, I put the eyeballs in the chat room.
I think it was very nasty. In a certain way that day.
It sure was. I know it was. And it probably overexploded that arm later on that night. But Miss Pearlie.
That piece that was perfect for you, Dave. I love the way you have this dynamic about your voice, and the way that you spit your pieces. It commands attention. It's like I can't even think of it. It's almost like you doing a documentary, whatever it is that you fit, it makes you sit up and pay attention. And you definitely made this piece your own. I ain't used to hearing you talk such. I mean, I'm used to hearing you talk to freaks because you're a nasty ass Scorpio. But your pieces are more romantic, on the romantic side. No, so much this one. I remember this. Just that night that Van had everybody's panties thrown at him. Everybody in the honey food. I remember this because we was all inboxing each other.
That was
like,
such politically correct. I can't even talk. A politically correct way of saying I woke your coochie up. You could have just said that.
No.
You didn't have to go all the way over here.
Yeah, I was more than saying it was more than that. It was more than that. The command.
I started to come on the show and just say,
Darnell.
I'm so glad I took my damn medicine because I'll be coughing right now. Well, you did a magnificent job on it. I loved it. Nasty ass poetic.
Yo. First of all. My light-skinned brother, my fellow LSP brother, this piece was perfect for you. Because this is something about, it's something about when you say curse words in your pieces. you enunciate them really well. Enunciate them really well. And then you put these emphasis on them that, like, you want to make sure that you hear the words. Ain't no running over the words. Ain't no hurrying up to get past the word. No, you're going to hear the word. And I appreciate you for doing this piece, man. It sounded like you wrote this, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wrote this. Mm-hmm. And I
appreciate it, man. Not a problem putting emphasis on the cussing. I take pride in my cussing. I learned how around kindergarten. Figured it by first grade, so I try to, you know, to make sure about hearing cuss words clearly, you know. Especially for those that get offended by cuss words. I don't know what they say when they fucking, but they fucking lying. They say they ain't cussing.
Right.
You have to say that, Dave. You have to say that, you know, fucking and shit like that.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I try to stop all fucking cussing, but fuck.
No, you don't. You make your women sit up and say, yes, yes, okay, yeah.
Right.
Hey, look, well, you killed it with that performance, though, brother. You really did your thing.
That, bro. Yes, sir.
I want to ask you something, Dave. Yo, Dave, it's something I always wanted to ask you. Have you ever had that drink called
Bang, 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 Bang?
No, I wasn't bang on your part. I ain't going to do it tonight. How about you?
My heart jumped. No, when you said that.
Bang.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to bring back the banging. I'm going to bring it back in real quick. Yo, I'm sorry, man. I forgot. Revenge on all of you guys. So, hey, look, man, you did a great job.
He's been waiting for a long time to get that one back.
No, but also on a serious note, bro, I brought you back in so I could do it again. Bang, 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 bang. All right. Okay.
Oh, man.
You got rid of David. First time of banging on this Soul Cafe.
Oh, man.
We usually bang on people on the Do What You Like show, but, you know, David being the host of Do What You Like, I thought I'd give him a good bang in. I love you, brother. I love my brother. Baby. Listen. This is big. I mean, you know, the works of your work's poetic, man. It's been great, man.
Yeah, man. I'm humbled, man. I'm honored, man. This is amazing show. Everyone did dynamic, man, and everyone made the pieces their own, man. And I was very careful what pieces I gave to who. I started to give someone "Don't Push Me," but you know, I said no, I'm not going to do it. I was going to give it to Danielle. But I decided to give her Try Me. I know she wasn't feeling good, so I decided to give her Try Me. But you guys did an amazing job, man. Y'all. I'm so humbled right now because I really don't like talking about myself, and you guys doing my work is just amazing. So I thank y'all.
Hey, you should have gave me "Don't Push Me," man. I would have cussed and did it very hard. Don't push me, but I know you get hype at that joint. But I just wanted to do something beautiful. I just wanted to do something beautiful, and I'm glad I was able to do that. And man, I felt good releasing that. And I hope you enjoyed not only my piece, but the pieces that everyone delivered. I thought it was, and everyone did a great, man.
They did amazing. Amazing.
They did amazing, man. Shout out to John Robertson, who's not feeling well tonight, a.k.a.
Yeah.
J-Rob, the wife, son. Shout out to you, my brother. Shout out to essentially Jean-Nice, who's not feeling well. People are coming down with these things. I'm going to need you guys to take care of yourselves, but I wanted to shout these two out. Where is Miss Monday? On tonight is where I want to know. Where are you, Miss Monday? You know who you are, and why isn't your hands raised? Okay. But right now, you guys, what I got for you, Van, you got some time left over, man. Then I want to ask you a little something, man. Maybe I should ask you first. I'm going to say, how does it feel, my brother?
Oh, man, it's an amazing feeling. To just hear people do your pieces, I feel like royalty amongst kings and queens who have taken time to just honor me. So I appreciate all the royalties that were given. There's just some pieces I'm just not doing again. Love Affair with Poetry, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Yeah, I'm never doing that one again.
Yeah, well, that's beautiful, man. You know, and what you said, part of what you said, not only having your pieces done, but having them done well.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
sir.
They done that all night long, man. And it went so smooth, man. 3 hours have never went so fast. You know, we have a half an hour left in the program. And what I want to do for you, brethren, is I have something for you, and it's called Pick Up Your Pen. Where everybody gets to join in.
Yeah, you get to hear everyone's writing. For those who may not know, what I'm about to do right now is that segment that we call Pick Up Your Pen, where I'm going to give you some phrases. I'm going to play a song. By the time that song is over, your piece should be done. What am I going to say? Yeah, I'm going to keep it straight this week. No, you don't have to write the phrase twice within your piece. Just write something beautifully romantic with the pieces that I'm about to give you. I'm going to need you guys to have something to write down with. I'm going to open up your mics to see who wants to partake in this. Area code 240. Who do we have here? Area code 240.
Just wrote a verbal mind answer.
I don't know why I keep forgetting that. And I know the number. All right, so I already know. We got Miss Curly, we got Poetic, we got, let's see if Sir Lawrence will partake in this on this night of poetry. Sir Lawrence?
Combination of five key natural ingredients, found in no other.
Sir Lawrence, are you with us? Are you with us, brother? If you are, you're muted, I can't hear you, but just listen in. Jess J.
Amen.
Are you with it?
Yeah, man.
All righty then. David Mott fell off. I'm going to mess with him later on. I'm going to tell him he fell off because he was scared to partake in it. He's going to start an argument. All right, and that's going to be fun. These are the phrases, boys, and those that know David know that's going to be fun. These will be the phrases. Hickory, dickory, dock. Phrase number one. Phrase number two. Take off your socks. Phrase number three. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's one more phrase, phrase number four. Intergalactic swamp sex.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, I added that in for Just Jay.
Thank you, I appreciate that. I ain't bring you nothing.
Hey, love you, bro, love you. Intergalactic swamp sex. So these are the phrases. Hickory, dickory, dock. Take off your socks. Absolutely. Intergalactic swamp sex. It has to be romantic and sappy. Pick up your pen.
Let me know. Let me know. How? Let me know. Let me know. Let me know. When I feel to tell you so, you may not be in the mood to learn what you think you know. And there are times when I find you this love affair began. Oh, but if you feel all like I feel, confusion can give way to doubt. For there are times when I fall short of what I say. What I say I'm all about, all about. But at your best, you are love, la, 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 love. You're a positive, motivating force within my life. Should you ever feel the need to wonder why, let me know, let me know.
Galactic swamp sex.
First of all, we not just going to skate by that beautiful rendition of that song. We not going to just skate by that. Like, I'm gonna need to know that artist and that rendition, because that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Hey, thank you. That was At Your Best, covered by Sinead.
Mm.
All right. I hit you
thank
up.
Thank you, bro.
Cover by
Sinead.
Sinead.
Yeah. I did not know that she did that. Okay.
Yes, she did. So let's go over these pieces, y'all. We're going to start at the top with the one and only big brother of everybody, the one and only Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Are you with us, Joe?
Don't spit like a motherfucker. I was on beat. Okay.
Four verses in.
Yeah. Intergalactic swamp sex. Absolutely take off your socks. Hickory dickory dock. Don't run from the size of my stock and watch the layers fall. Don't rush and risk another's call. Travel with me absolutely, exclusively, and the mystery will stop. Hickory, dickory, take off your socks when you're kissing me. Hickory, dickory, doc, take off your socks absolutely. Intergalactic swamp sex. Yeah, it's going to move me. Peace.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, all right. Miss Pearly.
Do my piece or for
your piece, darling.
Oh, okay. Hickory Dickory Dock. Same routine when he comes in from work. I begin the foot massage by taking off your socks and asking you, how was your day? I absolutely love tending to you. And when we get into it, it goes beyond normal levels. It's like intergalactic swamp sex. It's just that good. That's that piece.
Hey. All righty. Poetic.
I met her on a Saturday and immediately wanted to have intergalactic swamp sex the same day.
Oh.
However, I was in love completely. Absolutely. She made me feel like Hickory Dickory Dock as I take off my socks. Her presence controlled the energy around me, and she gave me great peace. She sang to me to let me know, and my heart emotions would grow into how I wanted to feel about her and hope she would feel, that making me aware that at my best I am loved. With powerful enough emotions, I am loved. We didn't make believe. I perceived that this was what love at first sight feels like. Just right. Positively. Absolutely. In peace.
Yo, that was crazy. Just Jay.
Today we carry tiki torches into the glade to study the rituals of the intergalactic sex, swamp sex, and see how crabs get paid, like Hickory Dickory Dock. How many owls got plowed and a pair of jackals that were too damn loud, puffing white cloud, excuse me, can you take your socks off? The parrot saying quick out the window, and those dolphin chicks are bimbos with painted toes. Do they have afros? Absolutely, bro. In peace.
Oh, damn. I wasn't ready. What the hell just happened? He was serious. He was serious about that shit. Yo, let me see. I lost my peace. When love takes over me, when the touch of it touches me, time seems to stop and Hickory Dickory Dock. The memories of you flood, saying, baby, take off your socks. Gingerly, lightly, yet passionately persuading me with the way that your love touches me, sending me into this vortex, teasing me, alluring me into entering into intergalactic swamp sex. In peace. Hey, look.
Yeah.
Some of y'all pieces were quite funny. Van, you said you just met the woman and you wanted to have intergalactic sex with her, bro.
First of all, that line, that intergalactic swamp sex, I had to get that out the way first, okay? Because that's the craziest line in all of it. I had to get that out the way first. It had to go first.
You said
you wanted a romantic piece. So right. I had to get it out of the way first so that the rest of the piece can flow after that thought into a romantic piece.
I didn't say it as a complaint. It was just funny because it was like, I imagine you just walked up to somebody and you wanted to have intergalactic sex with her.
Yeah.
To do it.
Green, grungy water, and that's just, come on. The intergalactic sex would have been great because you can see stars and shit exploding, but you come up swamp sex? Come on.
Right.
That's nasty thinking.
Hey, well, yeah, that kind of messed it up.
Yeah,
Joe,
right?
I don't know what Joe was. Joe, give us a line from your piece, man. You sounded like Mama O a little bit up in there. Where you at, Joe?
Might be muted again.
Yeah,
we're going
in here.
give us a few lines of your piece, bro.
Oh, yeah. Intergalactic swamp sex, absolutely take off your socks. Hickory dickory dock, don't run from the size of my stock and watch the layers fall. Don't rush and risk another call.
Why you got to say it like that, though, Joe? The way you say it, you know what I mean? He put the special Joe, the verbal mind dance ingredient on it and everything. Yo. Miss Pearly, give us a few lines from your piece.
All right. What is it?
Anyway.
Okay, wait a minute. It's the same routine when he comes in from work. I take the socks off, and as usual, I begin the foot massage, asking the baby, how was your day? I absolutely love tending to you. I mean, it isn't too much I can get out of it.
Okay. You know,
like I just
realized I didn't use absolutely. So I like the way Joe used it. Intergalactic sex, he said. Then he said, absolutely. You know what I mean? What a way to
yeah.
use it perfectly.
He
I mean,
put it in.
Yeah.
I need to hear just Jay here because he went off.
Just give us a few lines, man. Walk,
he went off.
Lines, bro.
Man, I'm going to go to jail if you stay in his feet. Oh, that's the guy. That's the guy, yeah. Today we carry tiki torches into the glade to study the rituals of the intergalactic sex, swamp sex, to see how crabs get paid like hickory dickory dock. How many owls get plowed in a pair of shackles that were too damn loud? But the white cloud, excuse me, can you take your socks off? The parrots stand quick out the window, and those damn dolphins are bimbos with painted toes. Do they have afros? Absolutely, bro.
Yo, what the hell?
Did he say dolphins?
Yo. What the hell? Where did he come up with this stuff at? I mean, you know what I mean? Yo, that was Quasar. That was like real crazy right there, bro.
Yeah.
Did I leave anybody out? Did I leave anybody out? Let me see if the brother's still with us over here. Sir Lawrence. Did you hear the madness, Sir Lawrence? Sir Lawrence. Yeah, he ain't with us. Yo, but hey, look, that was fun, man. That was a great round of picking up your pen, bros. Hey, bro. Poetic, do you have any last words, my brother?
Yes, man. Yes. Amen. Listen, I thank y'all for just being who you are and staying true to yourself in the pieces. Even though they were mine, you stay true to you, your cadence, your form, just how you would do your own pieces. And that meant a lot to me. It meant a lot to me to hear y'all do my pieces. And I'm just honored and humbled to be given these flowers, if you will, these accolades. And I humbly appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Hey, one love, one love. Miss Pearly.
Yeah, I appreciate you entrusting me to do one of your pieces. I was kind of shocked because it was a conscious piece. Like, how am I gonna pull this off? But it was a challenge, and I like to be challenged. And I pulled it off. It was all right. So
yeah,
I want to thank
you
for that. And you know, you deserve it. All the accolades and the praise you gain because you're a magnificent poet. And that's
Thank
pretty
you.
Much it.
All right.
Listen,
yeah.
listen.
Yeah. With all that being said, y'all, look,
God,
it's been a great night. It's been a great night. Y'all blew up a lot of mics tonight, you know what I'm saying? And the shenanigans were fun, too. Hey, but join us next week and make sure you stop through tomorrow with War Council with the one and only Mojave. But join us next week. We'll be right back here. we'll give a name to who's going to be next up on the mic. And if not this week, we're going to have open mic, and we'll pick it up and continue with the following. Matter of fact, I think what we're going to do next week is hit up the one and only Miss Perla Negra.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. All right.
My God.
Pick up the pen. We're going to be, so y'all hit up La Perla Negra with your inquiries for a piece of her.
Lord.
And we'll celebrate her next week. All righty.
Oh,
so get ready, Miss Perla Negra. In the meantime, y'all, in between time, we'll catch y'all next week. I'm going to leave y'all with this piece as we go out. This piece is by Dylan Sinclair, and it's titled Home. One love, y'all.
One
mic.
One love. Peace.
Sometimes I wish you knew, but I disguise the truth. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on us. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. Like I want you. You. Even if it's true. Guess it's overdue. Tell me your point of view. Tell me, am I to blame? You're so good with change. A table set for two. You got me waiting, but you ain't coming through. Tried to stay patient, but gotta face the truth. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. Like I want you. You. Even if it's true. Love me, say it now. Why is it so hard to figure out? I need you every day, believe me when I say it.
Thank you.